Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to this week's Clemson Athletics Podcast. I'm Don Munson. On the show today, we're going to let you hear from offensive line coach Robbie Caldwell and also defensive tackle coach Todd Bates. Obviously, we're getting much closer to the kickoff of football season coming up here on August the 29th. This week has involved a lot of media days. Had a chance earlier this week to catch up with both Coach Caldwell and Coach Bates and talk to them a little bit about their positions and what their expectations are for the upcoming year. Before we get to those interviews, let me once again remind you that tickets are on sale now for Clemson football. Single game tickets are also game packages. Season tickets still available. And you can purchase all of that online through the official website of Clemson Athletics, ClemsonTigers.com. Everything right there at your fingertips. Or if you like, you can call the Clemson Ticket Office. That's a toll-free call, 1-800-CLEMSON, 1-800-CLEMSON. Office hours are Monday through Friday. And hope that you can reach out to them. 8 o'clock till 4:30 is when you can reach out to the ticket office, and they'll take great care of you there. All right, so let's get to both our conversations. First up is offensive line coach Robbie Caldwell. Hi, just as you start thinking about what's coming ahead for you in August, what are some of your thoughts right now for getting ready for August camp?
Well, just the combination of all the different positions they can play, where the fit them, how it's going to be best. Those are things, getting prepared for what we're going to see in the first three games. That's kind of what we're where we are right now. But being around these players as much as we can. Now that we just came off vacation because, you know, you miss them. And you want to make sure they're getting everything they need.
Outsiders looking in, probably focusing on left tackle. Obviously, Mitch had been there and been such a big part of the offensive line. So for you, does it start right there? And does it start with Jackson Carman? And maybe you can tell us who you think is going to be involved at that left tackle spot.
Well, that's the beauty of it, yes. It starts with Jackson, but we got quite a few guys that, you know, can go there and can play. And so that's going to make the competition even better. You know, the only way to get better is to compete, and you got to have somebody to compete against. And so the fact that, you know, John Simpson enjoyed that challenge in the spring, he wanted to move out there a little bit. Jordan McFadden, you know, he redshirted, so he could play either side. Of course, Tremaine Ankle can play either side. So Blake Benson, Blake's now 315 pounds, so he's going to be a lot more competitive. You know, he came off a shoulder, and so now he's able to lift and get back up. We've had some guys, Matt Bockhorst. I wouldn't be surprised if he couldn't step out there a little bit. So we got some versatility. I mean, not to say that Jackson or Jordan or any of them can't do it. We just have to be prepared. You know, we want to get the best five on the field, whatever that takes, and you got to push people around and make them compete.
One of the things that I think that people have, when they watch you and what you do with the offensive line, that is evident to everybody is that you don't want a guy just one position. You love to train them so that they know multiple positions. How important is that in developing an offensive lineman?
Well, first of all, in the recruiting process, I tell them, you know, the philosophy here is the best five start. So if you're not prepared, you know, the best five don't mean just physically. You know, it's got to be all phases of mentally, conditioning, the whole bit, being where you're supposed to be, being on time, going to class. People don't realize that's all part of it, too. And because you want a guy that you can count on. You want a guy that you can trust. Well, and then playing multiple positions just gives him a greater knowledge of what's going on because now I know what my partner has to do. So, you know, I try to make sure they can do that. And then it's not the goal, but obviously one day they want to move on to the next level. Well, they have to learn. You know, those guys at the very most are going to take seven linemen with them on a game day. So you got to be able to play other positions. So, you know, and it helps us. If there's an injury along the line, boom, you can move in. You know, at the end of the year last year, we might have been our strongest. Well, not might. We were our strongest up front because we got some rest. Other guys got to play a little bit, They got some experience. We're not talking about mop-up situations. We're talking about quality rips. And, I'd never done that much. Coach Sweeney, that's what he preaches. Hey, if they've earned the right, let's play them. And so, hey, I like that. You know, that's pretty good. I just never done it because, you know, hard to trust some in the game activities with all that happens, mm-hmm. you know. But then on the other hand, how you going to get experience if you don't get in there? So I really like Coach's philosophy there.
When you think about that and developing depth along the offensive line, I mean, just a little bit ago, you're mentioning all these names that they can – I mean, you look at your front line, you have the opportunity to go maybe 10 people deep.
Well, that's our goal, you know. We'd like to we never really have more than 15 on scholarship, and we'd like to have some, you know, you can redshirt and groom and, you know, present a good picture to the defense. That's just as important as those guys out there playing on Saturday. So, you know, if you can keep that going, then graduation doesn't devastate you as in some cases, because, you know, this coming year, we're going to have four seniors, and that's going to be tough. You like not to have that many seniors going out at one time, but if they do, hopefully that's another opportunity for someone else.
Well, one of those seniors up front is going to be Sean Pollard, and Pollard is a guy now that he's seen some tackle, some time at tackle, he's seen some time at guard, and now you're going to move him to center. How much does that benefit him?
Well, tremendously. For his future, tremendous. But what he knows mentally is remarkable. And you know, this is his idea, too. He wanted to play it. So he's intrigued by it, you know, and he played in a couple games last year at center in Notre Dame game. Man, he did. He came in there and he did a great job. So I'm excited for him. I get cold chills now just thinking about it because, you know, Sean's such a great young man and smart and dedicated to this program, and I'm just excited for him. I hope great things work out.
When he came to you with that idea, because like it was kind of him saying, "Hey, I'd like the opportunity to do this." What was your first reaction? Were you like, "Nah," or "All right, let's throw him in the fire and see what happens"?
Well, you know, we snapped a little bit out there at practice, and then one day we just I think it was bowl preparation. We just threw him in there. So we had. Somebody was hurt or sick. Justin, you know, was hurt, and I think one was sick and one had to go to class. So we couldn't have practice. So Sean said, "I do it." He stepped up there, and we had snapped a little bit, just shotgun snap. But he took to it. I think he might have did it a little bit as a ninth grader in high school, and man, it was just amazing to watch. It was just fun, accurate. Man, he's handled it pretty good, so I'm excited for him.
Do you think that maybe that your group of offensive linemen sometimes gets a little bit undersold with this team because of everything else that goes on with, you know, obviously the quarterback position, wide receiver, what's up at running back, defensive guys get all that, but sometimes your offensive linemen maybe don't get the credit that's due them, because this is, you take a look at what's going on here offensive line-wise now at Clemson, I realize I'm partial. But I think it really is one of the top two or three offensive lines that's in the entire country.
Well, you know, we're the stepchild, so to speak. You know, it's our job. And that's the thing I like about coaching offensive line. They're the most humble people, most dedicated people. And no other position is solely designed to protect someone else in any sport. So, I mean, it's just... It's a lot of fun, and it's fun. And, of course, you know, in my room, I'm telling them this is the only place in America to play, you know, the offensive line, blah, 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 you know. We make it fun, but we know our role, and we accept responsibility. That's the first thing I want them to learn in our room is accept responsibility.
Coach Caldwell, always great to talk to. He was listed by one publication as the 8th best recruiter in the country over the summer. He certainly has great talent along the offensive line. He'll play a lot of guys up there as you heard, that offensive line should be very good for us this coming year here in 2019. Now, let's go over to Todd Bates. He obviously has some positions to fill, some names that have left, certainly up front, but it's not about the guys that have left. It's about the folks that are coming back. You'll hear me ask that question, as a matter of fact, here to Coach Bates. So here's my conversation with defensive tackle coach Todd Bates. All right, Todd, so I talked with Robbie Caldwell earlier a little bit about offensive line. I want to talk to you, obviously, a little bit about defensive line, but particularly the interior portion of this with a defensive tackle. There's so much to replace there, but and you were talking about Dabo-isms here in this media thing, it ain't about who was here. It's about who's here now. So that's, I know, right, that you're excited about this group.
I am, man. I actually have an acronym for GONE that I started with over there, and GONE is Grand Opportunity, New Experience. So that's what this is, man. It's an opportunity. And Christian kind of reminded me of this before he left. He was like, man, Coach Bates, I got to tell you something. He said, man, in 15, my freshman year, we were right where you guys are now. He said, man, we didn't have a single returner starting on the D-line. We lost Grady. We lost Vic Beasley and that crew, the guys that have set all those defensive records. And he said, we were just fine after that. He said, you guys going to grind. Those guys are going to work. He said, I've worked out with them, and they are made of the right stuff. He said, you just got to push them, and you just got to coach them. He said, but y'all going to be fine.
Well, one of the things you're going to find out during August is that you're going to get two back that you didn't have to work in spring, which is going to make you a big smile on your face, obviously. But talk about some of the individuals in this group, what you expect out of them, not come season, but just in August. What do you want out of this group in August?
Man, I want them to be the best in their role, whatever that role looks like. If I'm a leader, man, be a fearless one and go at it and attack it every day. If I'm a backup, man, show up every day and work like I'm the starter, because your moment may come. D-line is a physical position, especially D-tackle. I mean, you got double teams every other play. So your time may come some point mid-season, and you got early on through camp to get ready for that, whatever that looks like. You got to be ready to play. So I'm just trying to, you know, hold them accountable and put them in the driver's seat of their development. You got a big say in what type of player you become by the work that you put in. And they've done a great job so far. But I take that very, you know, seriously. We recruit well. But I'm going to tell you what, man, we hang our hat on development. That's what a lot of people don't know. They look at, you know, we were able to get a lot of five-star guys. But you look back over the history of Clemson, you look at the Kevin Dodds of the world, the Vic Beasleys. They didn't start off as five-star recruits. We developed those guys, and Coach Sweeney's program, Coach Venable's on the defense as coordinator, and that's what we're going to continue to do. That's where we've made our hay, and that's what we continue to do, is develop players.
Well, one of the guys that you had to develop over the spring, obviously, was Tyler Davis. I mean, from the right get-go, because of the injuries, he's thrown into the fire in the starting position. So you saw some great things out of him, obviously, in the spring. Is he a guy now that you maybe turn the ratchet up a little bit more, put a little bit more pressure on him, a little bit more demand on him going into the season?
I think you do put more demand on him. He's really, you know, he's come in, man, and he put so much on himself. Like, as far as a player, man, all the great ones do. They put a demand on themselves, and they want to be coached. They always think they can handle more. And you as a coach have to know when too much is too much. And so far we have not hit that, you know, gauge with him where it's too much. So he's just continuing to add to his game. And he constantly puts in the time, man, to, you know, to have a chance to have the best year that he can possibly have.
For you, was it an advantage? Because you had the season now where you had everybody. You had the ends, you had the defensive tackles. Did that work to your advantage to kind of understand, okay, I know you as a coach understand how the pieces work, but it didn't even ingrain it into you more on how all these pieces have to work together?
I was always that way as a player. Mm-hmm. I knew what everybody around me was doing on the D-line. I knew with the left end, the right end, the right D-tackle. I could tell them, just like a linebacker, hey, man, you got A-gap, you got B-gap. Hey, man, you got to back to your side. Don't forget you got peel on this play to the other defensive end. So I always was vocal that way. And up until I got here, I had the whole defensive line at every other job that I've had. So it's been great, man. We do a lot here. So it's been great to see. And that year, I always go back to that. You asked about the experience of that first year in 17, coaching all four of those guys. That was great, because that pushed you You know, you coming in, you don't have just two positions to learn. You got four. And you really have to humble yourself in those situations because you got a veteran group. You better lean on them a little bit. You better win them over, and you better lean on them a little bit and be humble enough to ask, how do you remember this Cleveland? How do you remember this Christian? And then go from there, because everybody doesn't learn the same. And what that's going to teach you is how to teach other guys as well. So that's what I did, man. I came in here humble, man, and just worked. And you know, I told those guys, the first thing I'm going to win is your heart. I said, I ain't worried about beating Boston College or nobody else. I said, I want to win your heart. Whatever that takes, I'm going to do it.
Now, the old Sweeney saying, coach their heart, not their talent.
That's right.
From that. The other thing is, you know, you take a look at just last year, you go back, and people were so impressed with just the number of players that Clemson was playing. But that's always been true in the defensive line. You all have always rolled guys up there, and you've got to continue to roll guys because, like I said, it's a physical position to play.
It's a physical game, man, and physical position. It's a long season. You know, at the end of the year, if you're only playing, you know, three guys for two spots, the tread on the tire is going to be bald, and that's what you want to avoid. You don't want guys hanging on by a thread and they're going to play in a playoff game or play in the conference championship game or even play South Carolina at the end of the season. You want to still have tread on the tires where those guys feel fresh and they're ready to attack the championship phase.
All right, and then I guess just finally, I want to take you back all the way to when Coach Sweeney makes the call to you there at Jacksonville State and says, all right, I want to bring you into this program. How much of the credit, though, actually goes to Dan Brooks? Because people, I think, know maybe a little bit of the backstory that Coach Brooks told Coach Sweeney in camp. This was the guy. How much of that credit do you give? And how well did you know Dan at that time?
Man, I knew Dan only through, like, Coach Carl Tubbush was my defensive coordinator for 2 years. I know him and Coach Brooks went way back to the North Carolina days. And, you know, I played against – he was at Tennessee when I was at Alabama. So I played I was on the defensive line. He was coaching the defensive line at Tennessee that had Albert Haynesworth in that bunch. And other than that, you know, I ended up being teammates with Haynesworth. You know, we always would talk about Coach Brooks and things like that. But other than that, my only relationship was coming up here working camps. And talking to Coach Torbush before I came to work camps. And just definitely, man, just come up here, man, and looking to, you know, grow where my feet are. And if I'm at Clemson this weekend, I'm going to be all in at Clemson. I ain't looking to get back home. I want to, you know, make the maximum impact that I can make with these kids that are here, be them, you know, if they're 6 years old, 7 years old, or if it's high school kids. And that's what the best camps, that's what you do, man. And camp is so important, you know, to the lessons that you learn about this game. You come in at the grassroots stages, most kids, it's been the highest level of coaching that they can receive, and they're open and they want to get better. And what are you going to bring to the table? Are you going to come here and bring a lackluster effort? Or are you going to say, I'm here for a reason, with a purpose, and I'm going to be all in with you? And that's what I did.
Grow your feet. Are where the Bates family is about to grow.
Yes,
you're about
sir.
You're about to add a new son here to the family, and I know that everybody from mom, dad, everybody is stoked about that.
Twin girls. We got twin girls, brother. So we're adding twin girls. We're gonna grow from a family of four to a family of six, and Summer and Star will be here in like no longer than 3 weeks. So we've been nesting all summer. I put together more toys. More gadgets than you can imagine, just getting that room ready for them and getting the house prepared. I've got it just about all done. Now we just got a doctor's visit next week on Wednesday, and we'll find out from there where we go.
Don Bates has been a great addition to this Clemson staff, and I know that Coach Sweeney, when he brought him over from Jacksonville State, a lot of people were asking, who is this guy? We've quickly found out who this guy is, a great recruiter, a great coach, and he is just a big-time asset to Clemson football. His family about to expand. We certainly wish he and his wife all the best as they have the arrival of twins that will be coming up here momentarily. As a matter of fact, it should happen any day now. So there is our podcast for the week. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget once again, if all your information for Clemson athletics, Clemson football, whatever it might be, right there at your fingertips at ClemsonTigers.com. Hope that you will utilize that and check it out every day for information on Clemson athletics. For Robbie Caldwell, Todd Bates, I'm Don Munson. Thanks for being with us. Go Tigers.